This is Paul Pachter, President and CEO of Long Island Cares, welcoming you back to another episode of our Breaking Bread podcast. My guest today is a return guest. He happens to be Billy Gagne, our food drive and community events manager. Billy, welcome back to Breaking Bread.
Thank you so much for having me.
And our audience, of course. Enough, folks. Thank you. They get very excited. So, Billy, we closed out the 2022 year with a slight decrease in food drives, the number of poundage of food that comes in. It was about 8% less than 2021.
Right.
But here we are in a brand new year, 2023, a lot of new ideas. How do we bring food drives back to the numbers we had in the past? So what are some of your ideas this coming year in terms of having organizations host food drives? What are some of the special ones you're thinking about planning? Take us through that.
Well, I always try to outdo the year before to make sure we're bringing in enough food to meet the need. So I would like to not only beat what we did last year, but to beat the 1 million pounds of food we brought in 2020, which was the most successful year we've had for food drives since the program started.
And that was during the height of COVID.
That was during the height of COVID, where we were getting donations from 28, 29 different states through virtual food drives, including Washington, D.C. It was completely unexpected that we got that much.
I had actually seen a similar map that was shared with me by our development department in terms of cash donations. And I was really amazed at how many people in other states are aware of our organization and were making donations. Raising 1 million pounds of food is no easy task. That's a lot of food.
Yeah.
I know that we do food drives with community groups, civic organizations, some of the Girl Scouts, the schools, the libraries, and then, of course, corporations and businesses. What do you hope when we're doing a food drive, in addition to the food being brought in, what else do you look for before you'd say this was really successful?
I like to see either the staff or the volunteers making connections with the people that are coming to the drives and making sure that Long Island Cares, the name, stays with people when they walk away, that it's not just a can of food and then, you know, I'm done and they don't think of us again. I want to make sure that we are continuing that presence there, even when that food drive is complete and we're working somewhere else. So we had in January, the Chapin family hosted a wonderful concert at the Patchogue Theater and with monetary conversion raised over 2,500 pounds of food, which was a great start to the year. And they gave me a really great map of how they advertised everything that I'm hoping to share with future hosts at community events to make sure that the word is really out there to bring food and not just a lot of, I forgot my donation, how do I do this, how do I do that?
So that serves as sort of a roadmap moving forward for the organizations or people that want to sponsor food drives. You know, I know in the past when people have asked me about, you know, food drives, I used to say that on any given day, there could be, you know, 4 or 5 dozen food drives going on throughout Nassau and Suffolk County to benefit Long Island Cares. Is that number true today, or we're working towards it? I'll ask you the question. On any given day, how many food drives are being sponsored to support the Harry Chapin Food Bank?
That number is kind of difficult to really get because we have the year-round collection sites, which I believe are about 30 across Long Island.
Okay.
So just happening year-round are 30 food drives at libraries, community centers, religious centers, and then we have whatever's going on in the community that's registered. So I would say it would probably be about 40 to 50 during an average time or a quiet time during the year.
So you have, lack of a better word, permanent collection sites.
Correct.
In libraries. I know that there's one at a couple of veterinarian locations. I've seen them. And then there is the food drive event, which could be 1 day or 2 days or maybe over a weekend. How do you... If someone wants to host a food drive, sponsor a food drive, I would imagine that you tell us, what's the first step?
To go onto our website and complete the food drive registration form, where you'll be asked about the details about your drive, and you'll be able to tell us what you're doing, what's going on, how we can support you. Some people fill it out and they're like, we got this, you know, we'll see you on this date with our donation. Actually, that just happened this past weekend. The Metro Parrothead Club had an event and just dropped off over 500 pounds of food to Freeport. And then about 400-ish on their virtual food drive. That'll be shipped here.
Now, the Metro Parrotheads group, those are diehard Jimmy Buffett fans, correct?
I believe so, yes.
Without Jimmy Buffett being on the island performing, they are still hosting food drives?
It's just a group of people together that are doing it every year.
Parrotheads?
Yeah. Who they just have an event every year.
And every year their event benefits Long Island Cares in some way?
Yeah.
Oh, that's really great.
And I believe they raised close to $1,000 in cash donations, but we're waiting to see what that is.
Look, every dollar helps because we know that it takes about $1.26 to provide someone with a healthy meal. So, you know, if you get $100, you're going to be able to, you know, provide over 100 meals for people in need. People feel good about food drives for some reason. You see them outside the large supermarket chains and, you know, whether it's Girl Scouts or just, you know, families and children or local civic organizations, people are always smiling because they really do know that they're doing something good to help a neighbor in need. And you do a lot of work preparing the people who are hosting food drives to benefit Right. Long Island Cares. Talk about what we do once someone goes on the website, licares.org, and click on the food drive link. What's the next thing that you do?
When that link is completed, I get emailed the entire registration form. So from there, I'm able to determine what your needs are based on what you're telling me. I'll reach out with questions, with flyers, with more information, details regarding your regarding your drive, and to try to encourage it to be, to have more of an extensive reach than just one box by, you know, incorporating virtual food drives or incorporating challenges at, if it's a bank, for example. We currently have Apple Bank that are starting drives across the island to kind of be in competition with one another.
Oh, that works because that's incentive for the bank. So branch one versus branch two, and who's raising the most food. And in terms of locations, are the library food drives successful or the ones that are done in the community outside the supermarkets more successful? Base that, you know, compare that to the food drives that you do at conferences or stuff like that. What in, from your experience, what brings in the most food?
I would say collectively, it would be the supermarket food drives because when we're having them almost every weekend, it adds up. I believe last year it was over 100,000 pounds of food were raised just from our weekend events.
And those are at supermarkets?
Those are at supermarkets, and they did include some community events where we were able to accept food. We will get a decent amount of food at concerts and things like community events, street fairs and things like that, but that all determines on how well the donor is able to promote the drive.
And also, within the realm of food drives at Long Island Cares, you've done an outstanding job in terms of some specialty food drives. Immediately comes to mind the legislative pet food drive to support Baxter's Pet Pantry, and also the Walk 97.5 Thanks for Giving food drive, which was very successful this past year. What kind of consultation do you provide to the sponsors? I mean, people need the collection boxes. They need these wonderful lists of, you know, priority food that, you know, we're in need of. And of course, you send them posters and there's, you know, other things, literature, some giveaways. You know, is that, does that work in terms of preparing people to host a food drive?
It's definitely part of it. I think a part of it is they need, people need to see that we're supporting them and their work to support us so that we are here, whether it's dropping off food drive boxes, picking up their donations, tagging them on social media, possibly going to the event if it's something for us appropriate for us to go to, and really making people understand and believe that they can do much more than what they set out to do. So I think with the Walk 97.5 food drives, it's, you know, every year we try to outdo the last year, but we're constantly checking out different supermarkets and working. And I think because it's become such a staple as part of Long Island Cares and Walk 97.5, everyone just gets so excited for it every year. And with the legislative pet food drive, which will be this, will be the 12th year, mm-hmm. it's always a competition amongst the elected officials,
right.
which they always enjoy having.
They and certainly do, yeah.
Always interesting whenever there's new people elected, because it's, you know, who will jump on board, who will do more. And it has gone down since COVID started, but it's mm-hmm. starting to pick back up again. So we have about 25 locations that will have our pet food drive boxes, wow. which is about 10 elected officials so far. And the drive is March 1st through May 31st. So people can sign up at any time.
And these registrations are already coming in from the legislative officials that we work right. with.
I did a mailing last week and they're coming in, but most of them already came in prior, where people wow. were just like, when are you doing your drive? And I'm like, I'm not set up yet, but here you go.
So the legislators know that, you know, when March comes around, we're doing the pet food drive right. to benefit Baxter's and Long Island Cares. One of the things that our organization, as well as other food banks across the country, are focusing on right now is the whole concept of diversity, equity, and inclusion. And I know that you've taken that into consideration in terms of some of the food drives
right.
That are being sponsored. Talk about that a little bit.
So if someone wants to do a food drive and they're going to deliver their donations to one of our member agencies or mm-hmm. to one of our own satellite sites, I like to connect them with the coordinator of that location so they can really express what their needs are. Mm-hmm. So Freeport's needs are much different than Huntington Station's needs. Right. Rather than just give a general, the top needed items, mm-hmm. You know, we still have turkey, gravy, and stuffing sitting on the shelf in Freeport. Mm. So we actually had a student group there last week dropping off Hope for the Homeless kits. So it was about 200 packages. Oh, wonderful. And while there, they were asking about the most needed needs, for, most needed items for Freeport. Mm-hmm. So we're able to give them that information versus just the generic list. So being able to do that does provide more culturally friendly food because we're able to really pick up and share what we need.
Mm-hmm. And I think people appreciate, you know, when they go to one of the food drives to benefit Long Island Cares, that there are these lists, because otherwise they're going to walk in the supermarket, they're going to buy a box of pasta, they're going to buy a can of tomato sauce, when in actuality, there are other things that we need right now that perhaps we were unable to procure on the open market. And I know, you know, recently with all the talk about diversity, equity, and inclusion, we were talking about halal foods and kosher right. foods. And foods that are, you know, more commonly eaten and purchased in the African-American community. So things like oxtail and other kind of vegetables like, you know, some root vegetables right. out there. And people are okay with that. We want to make sure that people that are food insecure receive the kind of foods that they want.
Of course.
And, you know, that works. So right now you're out there promoting the pet food drive.
Correct.
We know that we'll work again with Walk Radio. I'm assuming there'll be a couple of concerts coming up, some music festivals.
Definitely working on it. We have the May Day Music Festival. That'll be...
And that's with the Suffolk AME usually held in May, I think.
It's in May. I don't remember which weekend it is right mm-hmm. now, but we have that coming up. The legislative pet food drive will be starting up at supermarkets either end of March or beginning mm-hmm. of April again to do that. And I haven't quite figured it out, but I want to try to make those somehow bigger mm-hmm. than what they already are. I don't know if that means doing two a day versus just doing mm-hmm. one a day as we've been doing the past several years or doing something to really bring in more food. I think at supermarkets, people love donating because it's so easy. You're just mm-hmm. picking a few items up off the shelf, putting them in our box, and that's it. You're done.
And the supermarkets are very fond of that as well, because let's face it, if people are coming in to do their shopping and they're going to buy, you know, $10 worth of additional food, that's profit to the supermarket. So why wouldn't a supermarket want to have Long Island Cares or a local food pantry sitting in front of their store with a nice table and some literature, having people join us and, you know, feeding the hungry. That's just the way it goes. Billy, do not take that personally. That simply means that our time is over. We've rifled right through these 15 minutes. Billy, thanks so much for coming on the program again.
Thank you for having me again.
Once again, our guest today on the Breaking Bread podcast has been Billy Gagneux. He is our food drive and community events manager. If you want to sponsor a food drive to benefit Long Island Cares, the Harry Chapin Food Bank, you can go directly on our website at licares.org and click on the link to food drives to register it. And you will hear back from Billy, and we'll provide you with all the necessary tools you need to host a special food drive. So if you want to continue to listen to this podcast and you enjoy what you're hearing, you can find us on Spotify, Apple. You can find us on Anchor Podcast and subscribe. So until next time, this is Paul Pachter, President and CEO of Long Island Cares. Until the next time we break bread together, stay safe and take care of each other.